name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I always look at the readings ahead of our parish meeting, and I was like, this one doesn't fit very well with this loving your enemies. So I'm going to focus on the collect of today. The prayer we use at the beginning said, O Lord, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Again, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. And so here it is. What a perfect, beautiful words to frame our 2019 annual parish gathering, parish meeting. As I was busy making a list, I noticed myself, and Karen can attest to that, I always leave it to the end. And I was wondering, what is my resistance to make my parish annual report? And I noticed I had this urge to jot down all the things we have done, especially all the things I have done. And I felt in myself like an urging to prove we have lots of things. The list has to be big. And suddenly I realized that inside my head, I don't know if some of you feel the same thing, what have we done? And then the gift of the reading is, it really doesn't matter how many things you've done or how big they are. In the eyes of God, in the spiritual sense, what really is important is, has it been done with love? Because we can do 10,000 things. We can do great things. But in the eyes of God, what really matters is not how many things you've done or how big things you've done. In the eyes of God is, have these things, even if they're little things, have they been filled with love? Do they come out of a heart that has been transformed by the grace of God? And I said, okay, I can live with that. Without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Don't get me wrong. Doing things is important, of course. A faith that does not manifest itself in actions is a faith that is dead. And as you read our annual report, you will witness a lot has been done in our community of Emmanuel this past year. As we continue to focus on our mutual ministry agreement, its three goals, you will read in the report many things that have happened. A new pastoral care team, the Agape team. How many people have stepped up to lead dinner kitchen with Tom Murdoch's illness, missing his leadership, but springing up of new leaders, taking over the food bank luncheon. A pilgrimage to France, 22 members and friends of Emmanuel participated. Our spiritual formation group, around 15, sometimes 20 people show up on Thursdays. 11 or 10 new pledging members in our church. And the biggest number in 6 years of pledging, $180,000. We'll hear more about that.
Stealing my thunder.
An average Sunday attendance of 93. That, for a small community of orcas, an island in the Pacific Northwest, is a pretty healthy number. Trying different alternative service. The Labyrinth Walk on New Year's Eve, the Three Kings Celebration, the Christmas Early Service, the Taizé Service in Ash Wednesday. Trying to include expansive, inclusive language in all of our prayer services. Almost $26,000 in donations to support local, national, and international causes. Over $10,000, more or less, we counted of if we would charge our nonprofits of the island to use our space. Around $10,000 given out for groups to use our church buildings. Our St. Agnes Guild, $7,000 for nonprofits, $4,000 repair of church fence, hosting a yoga retreat, celebrations of crafts and arts, a new manual for Altar Guild, Louise Boone. A lot of work there. Putting down every little thing, how we do things at the altar. Our new altar set, new music for our services, musicians sent to music camp, participating in our services. Our new roof over our church parish, repairs to the church wall, fixing of lights and doors. We even have a deficit in our budget, which is, when I heard it at the beginning, I said, that must be a really bad thing that we're in a deficit. And looking at it in our, we'll hear more about it, but I just want to, that is a good thing. The deficit we put there is because we trust. We trust that the love and the dedication of our community, of Emmanuel and beyond Emmanuel, is enough to say we need to take care of many different things. And if you go to the bathrooms, you will notice a strange smell. Those are the things we need to do. So today, yes, we've done a lot, and there's much more to do. We're not perfect. But today's call it prayer reminds us, without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. This prayer was composed for our first prayer book in 1549, and it was assigned to the Sunday before Ash Wednesday, which is called Quinquagesima Sunday. And in that reading, in that Sunday, the reading that was assigned since the medieval times was 1 Corinthians 13, which is where it comes from, the inspiration of that phrase, without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. And I would like to read that passage to inform all that we do. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I'm nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patience. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. In August of this year, I'll be celebrating 5 years of having been called to be the rector here at Emmanuel. And in these 5 years, I have witnessed over and over again how much love and compassion this congregation shows in its life and its mission. Yes, we do many things, but I witnessed that much more important than how many things we do is that those things we do out of love and compassion. And I want to thank in particular our three outgoing vestry members and officers of our church, Stuart Mailman, our senior warden for 5 years, Karen Everly, our junior warden, Margaret Payne, our clerk. And as a sign of gratitude and recognition, I would like to ask them to come forward to receive a token of appreciation and gratitude. And what I would like to give each one of them is it's an icon of the Emmanuel, and it's a figure of the Christ, the divine and human in the little boy. And this one is in gratitude and recognition for 5 years of service, a senior warden with so much dedication and love for Emmanuel Church on Oracle Island. So on behalf of our parish, Stuart. Yeah. In gratitude also and appreciation for our junior warden, Karen Everly, who helped us so much in taking care of our buildings and our grounds with so much dedication on behalf of our parish, Emmanuel. And for Margaret, with gratitude also and appreciation for your generous service as vestry member and as a clerk of our vestry on behalf of Emmanuel Parish. You've done a lot. No, don't go away. You've done a lot. We're grateful for your service. And just as you, so many other volunteers in the church. But today we want to recognize, but here stepping aside as members of the vestry. And this is a little token to show our appreciation and our thanks. Let us pray. Gracious one, we give you thanks for these three members of the vestry who step aside. We also give you thanks for so many leaders and volunteers of our community church that show forth what Paul told us in the gospel and in the first reading we had today. Bless them with that generosity that all they do in love. May you shower upon them the same love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. So every time you see that icon, remember a loving community. And as a symbol of that icon, is it's the Emmanuel, which means God with us. And to recognize this is what we try to do. We do the things we do because we want to be Emmanuels for other people, ourselves. Not only Christ is the Emmanuel, we are called to be Emmanuel for others. We are called to be signs, mirrors of the presence of God in our midst. What a beautiful testimony to see someone for Emmanuel doing something for the community, and people might see, wow, that must be a little bit what God, how God loves us, what we see in each other. I would like to recognize so many people in the community. Here on Orcas, I know that in our society there's much disdain about Christianity. And many times it is very well deserved, our sad, how do you call that thing?
Reputation.
The churches, we sometimes have not lived up to the gospel of Christ. But it's encouraging just to hear here on Orcas, people tell me something like, if I would ever go back to church, I would go to Emmanuel. You've heard that one, right? Emmanuel, I'm not a Christian, but I appreciate the bright light of love you bring to our community. And I think we need to take heart of that. Because if we only do that as a community, to be representatives of the Christian faith, those who follow Christ in a way that is open and loving and compassionate, we are making a big difference in our community. I would like for us to take heart in these comments, to continue striving to be a beacon of love and compassion in our community, of showing so many others the transforming power of the love of Christ in our lives. To be, like today's gospel said, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. May we continue to be merciful, reflecting God's mercy to the world, as the gospel of today told us. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you will give will be the measure you give back. We are not perfect. We have much to continue to grow in our following of Jesus. We have repairs and maintenance to do on our facilities. We need to find better ways to share the good news of Jesus to youth and families on Orcas, to be an alternative of a progressive and open church. We need to continue to improve and grow in love and compassion. But we don't do this alone. We have a community here that will help us achieve these aspirations, these dreams. Bishop Helder Camara, a bishop from Brazil, once wrote, "When we are dreaming alone, it is only a dream. When we are dreaming with others, it is the beginning of reality." Hopefully we can dream together, and we'll hear a lot about that today, to dream. And sometimes alone, dreams can be just that, dreams. But if we all dream together, that is the beginning of reality. Let us pray. O God, you spoke your word and revealed your good news in Jesus the Christ. Fill all creation with that word again, so that by proclaiming your joyful promises to all nations and singing of your glorious hope to all peoples, we may become one living body, your incarnate presence on earth. Amen.